I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Doctor, welcome in. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me again.
Well, you have exposed just in the last few weeks several incidents like this. Let me ask you, Alana, how do you, you are very much clinical about this, I think is the way to talk about this stuff. When you hear the charges that, you know, what we talk about here as far as these transgendered issues, the battle over them, not with adults, that's a different realm, minors, kids in schools, the surgeries, puberty blockers, the indoctrination, that spurs people, though, to situations like we saw in Colorado with the shootings. What's your response to that?
Well, I have to admit I haven't followed the Colorado case. I had a busy morning.
Okay.
But we are against any violence. Obviously, there is no reason to exercise violence in any circumstances. But what we are facing here and all over the country is a very aggressive push by radicals to jam down the throat into our, the brains of our kids and the ideology that destroys their lives. They are changing completely the structure of society and destroying the families. So this is just one example of what's happening in Lower Merion School District with one teacher, but it's happening all across the country from teacher at the kindergarten or pre-K level through high school.
Now, listeners probably know, but just to remind them, you have how many chapters across the country now, Dr. Fishbein?
We are in 27 states and multiple chapters in many states. Some states we have two chapters, some states we have 11 chapters. So we have multiple chapters, and we are hearing those stories even from states that we do not have chapters yet, because parents and concerned community members are writing us constantly. And we're getting inside information not only from parents but also from teachers, from counselors who work in the school. Many, and I want to give kudos to all those teachers and counselors and other hardworking staff in schools that do not go along with this. And many times they do not have a choice, but they stay within the school system in order to earn their living and try the best to do with the children. But we are getting a lot of inside information from those wonderful school staff about what's happening in the school.
So the slides for this special ed teacher, middle school kids, so we're talking young kids, special ed again. I was born in the wrong body. I went from male to non-binary, and the slides explain step by step the process that this teacher went through. What if I said, though, over in Lower Merion, they're fighting to the death on this. Delaware Valley Journal interviewed you and others, and they say that that's what their parents want there. You know, that's what that school board wants. They don't care about this. In fact, they even want it. You know that better than anybody with their critical race theory. That's why you founded your group, essentially.
Yeah, that's a false claim that parents want that. Because if parents want that, why they have been fighting us tooth and nail not to disclose to the parents what they are teaching the kids? You know, we started this right to know back in mid-May. We are now heading toward the end of the year. But when we started that right to know request, we submitted that right to know. We asked for two very simple things. We asked to know what are the lesson plans that Mix Beeman has been teaching in 21-22 in the classes. And we asked to see all the materials, all the handouts, all the digital slide, what she shows, all the, you know, slide decks. And we just wanted to know what is she sharing with the students. I think every parent should want to know what the teacher, once they close the door, are sharing with their children. Well, they did not reply. They invoked a 30-day extension, and by the due date, which was June 22nd, the deadline, they issued a denial of our request. And on July 5th, they indicated the request was not specifically enough. It was not specific. But that's how they go on and on. So we did not give up. And that's one thing parents and any concerned citizen should know. This is a war of attrition, and we should be persevering. We cannot be afraid if they are pushing against us. So we filed an appeal to the Office of Open Record. You know, Pennsylvania is one of four states in the country that has an open Office of Open Records at the state level.
Well, let me note, too, boy, what a blessing it is we have the Freedom of Information Act or the Open Records in different states in different ways, because people like you and your organization, that's the only way we would ever get a response to this, a legitimate response. I agree, but it takes tremendous perseverance. So what is it?
It's eye-opening when you hear how they replied. And I'm going to be quoting. They said that the teacher taught multiple lessons per day on many different subjects. Affidavit of Dr. McGolin, in fact, there could be up to 85 lessons planned by mixed beamen over the course of just a week, and about 3,000 lesson plan for 21-22 school year. You've been a teacher. Do you know any teacher that writes 3,000 lesson plan in a school year? And the second argument that they made, that her document that are protected by copyright, which is very interesting. This is completely dishonest. This is contradictory and disingenuous, because of what they said in court last week, because they appealed in court. They're actually making every effort not to reveal what she is teaching. So they, in court, they said they actually doesn't have lesson plan. She has EIP, you know, the individual.
Yes, it's special ed, right? You're right. 3,000 lesson plans. You would be unconscious somewhere trying to do that. That's ridiculous. And this is just another example of what it takes. Thank God your organization is there to get this issue. And every time you and I talk, it seems to me critical race theory is probably going on under some guise. Do you have a sense, though, of why the transgendered type of indoctrination and all these issues, why is that taken over now? I mean, this year, if I had to characterize it, this is even bigger than the racial commentary. This is the thing. What's your reasoning why? What's happened here?
Well, first of all, I don't know if I mentioned that last week when we interviewed, that in fact when I launched the movement, right at the beginning, this was one of the issues that I exposed. And I put it in a video that I called it, It's Our D-Day. However, people really were looking at me in a weird way. How come you're talking about this? It was not an issue. And a year later, this is the heart of the issue. And it was very obvious to me from the get-go. People were really more afraid of being called racist and bigot with this whole CRT issue. But when it comes to this kind of radical intervention in their kids' life, changing their gender behind their back without the consent, without the knowledge of the parents, this kind of interference with the family really crossed the line for many. However, CRT did not go away, and comprehensive sexuality education, which is usually the banner for this over-sexualizing our kids in school, and in fact, in many cases, it's outright grooming our kids. This is under the social-emotional learning. And so this, you need it's really very comprehensive approach addressing all issues relating to our kids' well-being.
Well, Doctor, thank you again, particularly on a day like this. Where do we find No Left Turn in Education? What do people do?
We are on the website, noleftturn.us, and we are on Facebook, in many chapters across the country, No Left Turn in Education. Please join us to fight it together. We do not give up. We persevere. We have to hold the line, and we have to push back.
Thank you. Dr. Alana Fishbein is always here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.